ZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Get baked, get sauced, get rocked. The all-new River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is serving up some of the best specialty pizzas and classic pasta dishes this side of Vegas. With braised short ribs, lasagna, chicken parmesan, and more, our classic rock-inspired restaurant will have you dancing in your seat. River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is available for dining in or to go. Only at
Arizona Charlie's Casino.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local for a Thursday, and one of the things we're talking about, obviously, is the Speaker of the House. They're going to have a cattle call on Tuesday. And what they're going to do is they're going to bring all of the candidates who say they're running into the House of Representatives, and they'll be able to kind of ascertain who's who and who to support. Right now, the latest we hear is that Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise are the front runners. They have announced, they have talked to people, they have reached out to people, members, and we're going to find out in fairly short order who's going to end up winning this thing. Will they win on a first ballot? They might not, with so many candidates. You might have to go to a second, a third, a fourth ballot. I don't know how this is going to play out, but hopefully by next weekend, we will know who the new Speaker of the House is. Right now, Speaker of the House
is vacated, and nothing's happening. There's no legislative work that's being done, even as we speak. And that's kind of sad. We have all these problems. We've got inflation. We've got the open borders. We've got crime in our streets. We got smash and grab. I mean, we got people walking into stores and just taking whatever they want. Francois Elvandi from Ichabod's. That's what he said. People come into his AMPMs and steal, and there's nothing you can do about it. You just say, bye-bye. Anyway, stay where you are. Marcos Lopez will join us. Believe it or not, NPRI is finally out with its scorecard of the recent legislature. This is going to be great stuff. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy probably regrets some of the expenditures made by a political action committee he has ties to. The Super PAC spent millions in support of Republican candidates in the last election cycle, some of whom voted to take the speaker's gavel away from McCarthy. Congressman Mike Gallagher says wouldn't take much, some basic rules changes, and Congress could meet its budget deadlines without the constant threat of a government shutdown.
Simple things like aligning the fiscal year with the regular year, which is the lowest of low-hanging fruit, would go a long way towards avoiding this complete chaos. I actually think there's a lot you can do in bipartisan fashion to clean up the nuts and bolts of how we budget, or don't budget, as the case may be.
The Wisconsin lawmaker tells the Salem Radio Network the GOP infighting could cost the Republicans control of the House in 2024. Fall may be in the air where you are, but that's not the case everywhere, as Larry Marino at AM 870 The Answer in Los Angeles explains.
Southern California is in for a heat wave.
We're looking at an offshore flow event where that offshore flow provides those standing eye winds and also provides that heat to us.
That's meteorologist Todd Hall, whose office is in Oxnard, where they felt the warm-up yesterday.
Well, yesterday, we were 94 degrees here in our office in Oxnard, but in Burbank, it was 90 degrees.
He says some valley spots may be cooler than on the coast.
It's really interesting with these Santa Ana wind events, because sometimes you get that compressional heat that takes place.
Expect 94 to 100 for the San Fernando Valley. Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
On a Russian rocket strike on a village in eastern Ukraine, at least 49 civilians killed, according to Ukrainian officials. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 137 points, the Nasdaq off 143. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. The persons made sick from drinking real water have now been awarded more than $228 million in total damages. That's after the water product was linked to an outbreak of liver illnesses and at least one death. The jury in that case ruled that the Las Vegas-based water company and two other defendants were liable for $28.5 million in compensatory damages and that real water would pay and should pay punitive damages to the tune of $200 million. Attorney Will Kemp, who represented a majority of those plaintiffs, has said the verdict is among the highest for a single case in Nevada history. Kemp is the owner of this radio station. Nevada residents can now buy single-day tickets for the inaugural Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix for as little as $200. Locals can buy those discount tickets tomorrow only between 7 in the morning and midnight. Tickets begin at $200 for the grandstand, with passes to hospitality areas starting at $1,200. The buyers must have a valid Nevada zip code and can buy those tickets on the Grand Prix's website. The Formula One race runs from November 16th through the 18th on a nearly four-mile circuit that includes portions of the Las Vegas Strip. World-famous Oscar Mayer Wienermobile back in Las Vegas had vehicles stopping at several Smith's grocery stores today through Saturday. The company will be giving out weenie whistles and tours of that iconic vehicle, which, just for interest's sake, 27 foot longs in length. No big winner in last night's Powerball drawing, so Saturday's top prize, it'll now be worth $1.4 billion. That's a lot of cold, hard cash. That's the fourth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. The odds of winning, they stay the same. One in $292.2 million. As always, you got to play to win. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Still working an accident at the south end of the valley on I-15 northbound before Tropicana. Also one of the southern beltway near the interchange. This is actually closer to the airport connector. 215 eastbound before the airport connector turnoff. Got paving operations that have Flamingo and Koval closed down this week. And also still working an injury accident near UNLV at Harmon and University Center. Going to be warmer today, almost 90 degrees. Should stop right around 89. Today's high, 66 degrees though right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us. Hour number three, live and local for a Thursday, October the 5th. Good to have you with us. We'll be with you right up till 8:45. Then, of course, Bill O'Reilly, news and comment, followed immediately by Clay and Buck. They'll be talking more about what's going on in the speaker's race. They'll have all of that for you coming up in just a little bit. First of all, though, our Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos, all the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. I love these people. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We can never thank you enough. Well, it's finally out. Everybody's been talking about it. We have legislators in the state of Nevada who have been anxiously awaiting the NPRI legislative scorecard. And joining us now, so good to have him on. He's always busy. He's Marcos Lopez. He is the outreach and coalitions director for NPRI. Marcos, how you been? It's been a while, my friend.
It has been a while, but I've been very good. The weather is starting to cool off, and it's wonderful to be talking about our flagship publication, the Scorecard Recap and Legislative Review.
Explain what it is, what it's designed to do, what it doesn't do, the areas that maybe it doesn't cover.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, this is our flagship publication. Inside of it, obviously, we have the 2023 scorecard, but we also have different articles and stories. The whole item is about 60 pages long. In there, you'll have a piece discussing on the governor, kind of a recap of how this legislative session went for him. We talk about the top 10 best bills, the top 5 worst bills, the top 10 best vetoes, and which ones might be coming back next session. We really dive into the stadiums and the subsidies argument that's always going on every session, it seems like, at this in Carson City. We really go into the whole education battles, both school choice versus government schools, as well as the $2 billion that would put into the new education system and what new accountability measures might look like. Then we have a piece on our ongoing suit against the state in our separation of powers case, kind of giving a 2,000 feet view of this whole issue, as well as diving into the housing crisis, the rent control bills that were brought up, how do we fix our housing supply issue in the state, and wrap it all up with a discussion on the national vote amendment that was being proposed at the legislature and what that would mean for a state like Nevada, where we might be small, but we are still a swing state that's super influential on national politics, and how giving up that position might be detrimental to our interests as a state.
Let's talk about methodology, how you rate members of the state Senate, of the state assembly. What's the methodology you use to actually give ratings to various legislators?
So the bread and butter is how did they vote? Was the piece of legislation that they supported detrimental to liberty in our state, or was it something that would bolster and protect our position as a low-income state, generally viewed as business friendly, where individuals can come and pursue their dreams? There is one key component that we generally do not get involved with, which is some certain social issues. So some items such as abortion or things of that matter don't really fall into the purview of our organization. We are first and foremost an organization devoted to economic freedom, economic liberty, and reducing the scope and size of government. So items in those year is really what's given a slight weight to. So if the bill was believed to be extremely detrimental to property rights, for example, such as rent control, or was just a direct fleecing of taxpayers, whether it was the Christmas tree bill or the stadium subsidies, those were weighted slightly more. And then the last component that goes in there was pieces of legislation that were introduced that might have been good ideas or bad ideas, regardless if they got a hearing or not. That way you get some credit where credit is due for bringing up discussions of things we knew were never going to pass in a Democratic legislature, as well as punish the bad ideas, even if they didn't come forward, that were attempting to create a new government board for every social ill. So this is not a perfect scorecard, but it's definitely, I think, the best way to encapsulate whether someone is generally pro-economic liberty for our state or supports government intervention.
Marcos, let me ask you. I was talking with John Zarpalis, your boss, the president of NPRI, and I said, you know, every year or every election cycle, I should say, we end up rolling this thing out, and there's always at least one or two surprises. Somebody that you thought would score high that scored way low because maybe just one vote. And I'm wondering, any surprises in this scorecard?
So looking at it, I have two general tales of surprises. One, I think, Senator Heidi Gansert's score doesn't actively fully reflect the tough job that she had as Senate Minority Leader to keep the caucus together. And on many important votes where they needed the whole caucus to be together with the members in there and with they really held together on their ground, which is why I think if you look at it, we gave the Senate Republicans an 85% score. I think they really served their job this year as trying to be a bulwark, trying to hold up the worst of the worst. For me, what's always surprising is when you have certain legislators score low, and this tends to be more on the assembly side, who are in very safe Republican seats, or it doesn't really match to what I believe the voters usually want and support in those districts. And it really gives conservatives, especially movement conservatives, kind of a headache and heartburn to think that there could be someone more conservative in those seats. If it's a very swingy district, I totally understand you have to win those seats at the end. It is a numbers game. But for me, that is usually what gives me the most heartburn on these. But, you know, the ones that were very close on the margin were very close on the margin. It was usually just either one piece of legislation that they introduced that was poor or one vote. Either they voted for the Christmas tree bill or the stadium. That really was the determining factor on that.
Give us a couple of scores, at least for legislators here in Southern Nevada. Can you give me just a quick thumbnail sketch of a couple of the assembly or maybe state senators and how they scored?
Yeah. Before that, I do want to just highlight our number one this year. She was a senator from the North, and that was Senator Robin Titus. She got almost a perfect score for us. It doesn't mean that she got voted the way we would have liked every single vote, but the aggregate of her efforts of pieces of legislation introduced and her votes were consistent enough to give earn that really high score of 100% rating from us. Generally in the South, Gregory Hafen out in Pahrump also has that piece of Northwest Las Vegas earned a 99. That is the highest score on the assembly side, so he would be our assemblyman of the year. And then rising stars that I think deserve recognition down south, Danielle Gallant, she got an 86 on our scorecard. Kerry Buck also did very well at 85, tied with Jeff Stone, also a freshman senator from Nevada. And, you know, for Kerry Buck to do so well, it's really a lot of it came from how much good legislation she tried to introduce. But unfortunately, Democrats were set out to make sure that she didn't get a single item passed. And she really got punished because that is such a swing district that will really determine if the Senate is regulated to a super minority status. And that's what they're hoping for. But overall, I think it was a pretty good year for the Senate caucuses for the most part. So I congratulate them all. It was a tough session up there. And I think a lot of it had to do with our new governor making sure he was there and supporting him.
That brings us to our next question about the governor. 75 vetoes. Does he get a rating? Does he get a score? What?
Yeah, so we gave the governor an 86% rating. So the question for this is how do we accurately judge the governor? Because he's not taking daily votes, but at the end of the day, he does apply his signature on items. So our main focus was what did he veto? He wasn't able to really passed the ideal pieces of legislation that he wanted. A lot of it got watered down. There was deal making. We know how the sausage is made in Carson City. So we really focused on what was being vetoed and what was being signed. With record-breaking 75 vetoes, I think it's hard to say that he didn't do what he was sent up there to do, right? He was sent up there to be a check on this far-left legislature that was getting worse and worse each session under Sisolak. So for him to be up there, send out that many vetoes, we gave him a B for this session at that high rating at 86. And I really think that's a good way to kind of measure what it means to be a conservative or support freedom in our state is, you know, use the governor as a good measure overall for the legislature.
Okay, we know how Republicans did. What about Democrats? And do they are they ever surprised by some of the low scores that, you end up giving them?
I don't believe so, but I think it's more of a byproduct of just how fragmented we are today as a society, how left the Democratic Party has steered. This is not the Democratic Party that my mother and my father grew up with. This is not the Democratic Party that a lot of Americans remember. So you really see it in their scores. There's just a lot of ties that they vote because they vote so good together in blocks. The few individuals that break off on occasion are usually the ones that you can find reasonable on certain issues that you're able to work together. So what we say is, you know, the Democrat that we have the most success working with is Rochelle Nguyen. She generally is able to break and see the other side of the argument, and she sometimes votes against her party or votes with the Republicans on certain issues. But when we're looking at the worst of the worst, which is the Howard Watts, the Hadegis, the Gonzalez's, the Yeagers, I mean, we're seeing just the most progressive getting the lowest scores on our scorecard.
Every election cycle, it happens. It's happened as long as I can remember that you end up with some member of the legislature, sometimes a Democrat, sometimes a Republican, who will reach out to the folks at NPRI and say, wait a minute, you're all wrong. I didn't do that, or I did do this. Have you had that yet? I know it's the ink is not yet even dry on the report. But I'm just curious, have you heard from any legislators that say, no, you got it all wrong?
Not yet. I don't believe we've had any pushback. And, you know, I try to keep my relationship strong with all these individuals. It's kind of my job at Nevada Policy to do so. So the lines of communication are there. I know that everyone by now has seen it. So I haven't gotten too much pushback, and I'm open to challenge and pushback, right? If you believe that your score is misrepresentative, we can sit down, have a discussion on the votes that were taken. But at the end of the day, it's not my job necessarily to defend the votes that you have taken. I'm just trying to do the best that I can in our organization, do the best that we can of trying to encapsulate 129s in three sessions, because two of them were special, in less than 60 pages to try to help the average Nevada be able to understand what happened, what transpired, and really, you know, help people become better educated voters at the end of the day.
Okay. One of the things I love about NPRI is you guys love to do special events. You have anything coming up that that we need to know about?
We do. So October 24th is our Spirit of Las Vegas benefit dinner. Tickets are almost sold out already, but you can find about that at nevadapolicy.org/RSVP. Our keynote speaker will be the great Victor Davis Hanson. He actually just did a recent interview on Tucker, which I thought was fantastic. But he is the senior fellow in residence in classic and military history at the Hoover Institution in Stanford University. And many of you probably have seen his columns. He is a syndicated columnist for the Tribune Media Services. So it will be a fantastic event. It starts at 5 p.m. at the Four Seasons Hotel in Las Vegas, with a general reception starting around 7 p.m. But it will be a fantastic event. We encourage you all to go. You can find out more information on NevadaPolicy.org.
It's always fun to visit with you. I always learn some, especially when you have something in your hand and you can say, hey, here it is. It is out. The scorecard, the legislative scorecard is out. Marcos, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
We'll talk again soon. And next time I'm on, we're going to just release our next study here coming up in a couple days. So we'll tease that.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Marcos, thank you. Marcos Lopez, Outreach and Coalitions Director for NPRI, better known as Nevada Policy Research Institute. And by the way, this special NPRI report has been brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos, all the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B, thank you for all that you do. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, the battle.